open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it. I thank you that you have answered me and become my salvation. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 118, verses 19 through 24. If it is true that Psalm 23 is the most famous psalm, and it is, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Everyone knows it, even many who are not even Christians. And if it is true that Psalm 51 is the most famous Lutheran psalm, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, according to your steadfast love. Cast me not away from your presence, nor take your Holy Spirit from me." Then it is also true that Psalm 118 has to be any and every Old Testament scholar's favorite, most famous psalm. For it seems that in this rather lengthy psalm, not quite the longest, but close, in this psalm near the end of the Psalter, the entire Old Testament congeals and comes together into one amazing song of praise and triumph. Now, everyone knows this is the day the Lord has made. You probably do know that phrase, but it's the context of those words that give such power to this psalm. This isn't a phrase just about how, in general, today's a good day because God exists. That's not what's going on. I mean, it is true. It's not untrue that God made today and that it is meet, right, and salutary, even our duty, that we would find joy in the day, no matter how bad the day might be. That's really not the point of the psalm. The point of the psalm is that the king is returning in victory triumph from the defeat of all of his enemies. A martial and warrior king has gone out and protected his people. He has slain the enemy. He has been triumphant, and now he returns to the mountain city of Zion, to the fortress and citadel wherein at the center lies a temple. And he's going to go straight up to that temple to acknowledge that he didn't win. He didn't do the fighting. God did. God won for him. So he's going to go straight into that temple. He's going to make the sacrifices to acknowledge and confess before the world that it is Yahweh the Lord who fights for Israel and not the hands of men, that it is grace alone that triumphs and not the works of men. And so he calls out, "Open to me the gates of righteousness. Open it. Open the city gates, for here I come. I will enter and give thanks to the Lord who has brought me this victory, and thank him, for he has become salvation for myself and for my people." And then this marvelous, mysterious turn. The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. Little David, who no one thought could defeat Goliath, and of course a foreshadow, a type of Jesus himself, who no one could understand, stricken, smitten, and afflicted as he was. They could not see this man of sorrows to be the salvation of the world. But that's just it. The stone the builders rejected, the one rejected by men, who came into his own and his own did not receive him, he is the cornerstone. He is the meet and right and proper sacrifice. So the bull and the goat and whatever else David offered that day as he returned in triumph from defeating his enemies, all of that also pointed forward to the Lord Jesus Christ hanging dead on the cross, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. That is the Lord's doing and marvelous in our eyes. That day of the cross, that day of sacrifice is the Lord's doing and marvelous in our eyes. The day that the Lord has made that is to be rejoiced and glad in is the day in which the festal sacrifice is bound with cords to the horns of the altar and then slaughtered that the blood might flow and cover the darkness of the present day with the light of the world to come. Hosanna, Lord, Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King entering his city to make the right sacrifice, to make the day of God come. And so Jesus did, in processional triumph, with palm branches waving, mounted on the foal of a donkey, the historic mount for a king of Israel. Enter Jerusalem for the Passover, that the Lamb appointed might indeed become the answer to all things.